Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!
I'm Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch.
We just saw Kraftwerk.
Oh, Kraftwerk. I don't know that I'm going to have an awful lot to say, because what do you say about Kraftwerk? You either know who they are or you don't.
And if you don't, what's wrong with you? Where have you been?
Well, are you...
Okay, where were you, like, during the 80s?
They may not have been alive.
I suppose.
And if you know who they are, then I don't need to tell you anything, because, oh my god, they're the grandfathers, some of the grandfathers of techno and ambient music. German bunch of guys, very, very heavily electronic and computerized synth stuff. They fill this really, really interesting gap to me between German industrial music and the electronic dance music scene, with mm-hmm. with sort of pseudopods into ambient music. And there's several other artists who also fit in this category, Tangerine Dream and Jean-Michel Jarre.
Mm-hmm. It's not Jarre?
Jarre.
I thought it was Jarre.
I don't speak French.
Oh, okay.
I'm proud of myself for getting the Jean-Michel.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I've been excited about this show for weeks and weeks. And, oh my god, those are bright.
Sorry, we've been blinded by headlights.
Excited about this show for weeks and weeks. Like, I've been telling anybody who will hold still long enough that I'm going to this show and I'm super excited about it.
I'm too short for this to work.
Yeah, sorry. Stretch.
Yeah.
It's good for the spine. But yeah, oh, the Walt Disney Concert Hall. I really love seeing stuff here.
The sound was brilliant.
Of course. I mean, that's what the Walt Disney Concert Hall was built for. It's where one of the venues that the LA Phil plays, their most common venue. They also play the Bowl, and I think they probably play the Music Center across the courtyard sometimes.
But one of the things that I think that it was really well suited for, that another venue would not have worked for them, was because they were doing a lot of surround sound, pinging kind of stuff that wouldn't work in like a regular rock venue.
No, not at all. Because the regular rock venue, A, wouldn't have the sound system to do it, and B, wouldn't have the acoustics to make it work.
Right.
I've seen several LA Phil type shows here at the concert hall. Another ambient act. I saw The Orb here many years ago. It was the first quote unquote overnight rave at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. That's how they build it. It wasn't, I'm not making this shit up. And that was amazeballs. They're my favorite musical act, bar none, hands down, period. But it was absolutely an honor and a privilege to see Kraftwerk perform live. Those guys are amazing. Do you have anything to say?
What he said.
I mean, like, I could sit down and, like, write an essay on Kraftwerk and why they're important in music and then read it to you folks, but just go Google them and...
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to me to be listening to Kraftwerk live and not be able to dance.
Yeah, that's... I mean, it was
a little odd.
You can get up and move out into the aisle. There was somebody down on the ground.
I saw them.
Grooving their little butt.
I have a feeling like if too many people do that, the fire marshal will get mad.
Yeah, probably.
It's just, it's not really the venue for it. Everything's a little too steep for me.
Yeah, well, there is that. God, I love this venue. I really do.
The acoustics are lovely.
I forget how ginormous it is inside. It doesn't look that big from the outside. But it's not a TARDIS.
No.
It's just really fucking clever architecture.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's all I got. Yeah. Really, if you don't know Kraftwerk, do yourself a favor. It's not our normal bent, but it is one of the bands that started me on this musical journey that I've been on. So,
sure.
They're formative. They're important. They're fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, so... okay, so next, like, in a few days, I guess,
yeah,
we're going to go see Madness.
Three days from now? 4 days from now?
Something like that. But yeah, we'll be seeing Madness, so you get to hear about all the ska.
One step beyond!
I mean, I think we're doing 4 ska shows this summer or something ridiculous.
Plus the one we've already done.
Yes, so it is a summer of ska.
It is, in fact, the summer of ska.
This has been a brief interlude into electronica.
Yes, and Batman is so sad.
Yes.
So sad, because yes, he's the ska fan amongst us.
We'll have to make him mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
That will never get old.
No, never.
Anyway, I've been Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch. Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!